Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to our service this morning. It's great to see you all here. Just a few notices before we start our service. So, there are a few things in the meeting room that I draw your attention to. Our sister Heather Temple has once again produced some lovely cards, and they are out there this morning. All proceeds will go towards the Open Doors Christian Charity. So if you need some Christmas cards or decorations, have a look there. The envelope scheme, weekly giving scheme, the new envelopes for 2022 are available, and they're out in the meeting room on the table. This notice is especially for Gail. It's all about chocolate. So the URC are collecting donations of chocolate, which they will wrap up as gifts to be distributed to the food bank for this Christmas. So there's a big box in the meeting room for you to pop any spare chocolates that you might have, selection boxes, other things like that. So that's available for you as well. And we have a new collection box. It's just down at the front there for the offerings. We've had various temporary measures so far, but that's hopefully the permanent solution. So pop your offerings in there today, please. We're not sure where we'll put it longer term, but it's there this morning. So thank you very much. And then just a few notices for this week. Tomorrow, building blocks at 9 o'clock in the morning for young children and their parents and carers. And then an item for prayer. Nick Cook is going to an interview. I use the term loosely. Grilling, perhaps, at the Ministerial Recognition Board on this Tuesday, where he'll be interviewed and folk will be assessing his suitability for ministry. So please pray for Nick and Dawn, especially on Tuesday. And then next Saturday, there's a tea and cake event at 2:30 in the afternoon here. And we're just informally gathering together to chat and to talk about the Immerse Bible readings that we've been doing over the past couple of months. So if you are free and would like to come along, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, just for an hour and a half or so. And also, if you are coming and could make a cake, that would be very helpful. Let Annalisa know if that's the case. So thank you very much. And I'll hand over to Reverend Ron Goddard, who's going to lead our service today. Thank you, Ron.
Well, good morning to you all. I was going to offer a very warm welcome, but circumstances have taken over that. We're looking this morning at Advent because today is the first Sunday in Advent as we prepare for Christmas. And let's have a look at what Advent spiritually means. Advent means arrival or coming. It's a period of waiting for the arrival of Christmas and preparation for the celebration of the earthly birth of Jesus Christ. Advent also reminds us that Jesus is coming to earth again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And God, our Heavenly Father, is holding back on Jesus returning to allow more people to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour and friend. And it's the first week we've had the Advent crown or the Advent wreath out. And I thought just before we light it, it would be good to go through what it's there for and what it represents. Because in the Advent crown, it describes what we're here for. And for Christmas. The circular shape reminds us of God's endless mercy. God's endless love, God's endless mercy, going round and round, never ending. What a joy that is, isn't it? To be reminded of God's endless love and mercy to us. The evergreens remind us of eternal life, which is given to everyone who accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. And the holly reminds us of the crown of thorns, and the red berries remind us of the blood Jesus shed for us so that we could be forgiven if we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. The first week of Advent today, the first candle is a sign of hope, and that's what we'll be looking at this morning, hope. A hope centred on Jesus, the light of the world. The second Advent candle is a sign of peace. One of the names of Jesus given by God to us is Prince of Peace. The third Advent candle is a sign of joy. The joy of Jesus Christ here on earth, Emmanuel, God with us. And the fourth candle is a sign of love, the love God showed us in sending Jesus Christ to our world. And the fifth candle represents the birth of Jesus Christ. The flame reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. And we light the fifth candle on Christmas morning. And apologies to those on Zoom, I should have welcomed you, but I didn't, but I do now. So welcome all those on Zoom, and I assume that you'll be warmer where you are than what you'd be here today. But welcome. Now we're going to light the first candle of Advent, which is centred on hope, the candle of hope. Who would like to light the first candle then? Ooh, I was going to say, I was just going to come. Yeah, come on. Yeah. First up. No, no, no. And while you're volunteering for this, no, I'm joking. Have a flick of that.
Doesn't matter.
No. Excellent. Thank you very much. And as we have lit the first candle of Advent, the candle of hope, in Lamentations 3, verse 21 to 24 says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in the Lord." And indeed, we have come to be reminded of the hope we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, every word in Scripture points to the gift of hope that we have because of Jesus Christ. The Christmas story wasn't the beginning of that message of hope, because the Old Testament is full of glimpses of your plan to redeem your people and restore them into a relationship with you. But we're able to truly begin to see and understand just how great your love is for us, when we read the story of Jesus' birth in Scripture. Help us to see that you are with us now. Nothing is too difficult, too messy, or too dirty for you. Jesus came to give us the gift of eternal life through the salvation that only you, our Heavenly Father, can give when we believe on your Son, repent of our sins, and confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour. That first Christmas, you gave us a gift of hope, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. Thank you, Father, for your immeasurable gift. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Now let's join together, both here in the church and for you on Zoom, as we say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to sing a couple of songs, so remain standing after the first one. And we've got some carols later on as it's getting near Christmas and it's Advent. So we're going to start as we worship God. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. So let's stand, if you're able, and let's worship God together. after praising God and considering how great God is, we come to our next song, King of Kings, Majesty. And it's more of a personal song. It's acknowledging the greatness of God and our unworthiness to come to him, but we can. So let us continue in our worship. King of Kings, Majesty.
Thank you.
Let us come to God in prayer. Let us pray. Loving Father, as we start on this first week of Advent and we light the candle and we see the Advent crown, the Advent wreath, Father, we do indeed just thank you for how great you are. We've just come this morning, Father, to worship you and our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we acknowledge, loving Father, your greatness, we acknowledge, our Lord Jesus, that you left the splendor of heaven and came to earth to show us the way back to your Father in heaven. And Lord Jesus, I just reflect on the chorus of King of Kings, your majesty, I can but bow. I lay my all before you now. In royal robes I don't deserve. I live to serve your majesty. Loving Father, Lord Jesus, we just come and worship you this morning. Thank you for all that Advent means and all the preparations for Christmas. We just thank you, Father, for your outpouring of your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen. While you're in good voice, we'll sing again. As we praise God, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. And it's a reflection of our own coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? And it is amazing grace. Why on earth would God want us to come to him? But he does, each one of us is precious to him. And we come and we acknowledge this as we stand and sing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. Thank you.
Thank you.
please sit down. We come to a time of intercessory prayer as we pray for the needs of others. Let us pray. Loving Father, we come to you again, bringing to you the needs of our world. With the Omicron variant starting to spread across the world, we pray again for our scientists. We pray, Father, you will give them your wisdom as to how to combat this new variant. And Father, we lift up our NHS before you. So much pressure they're under. So many of the staff are exhausted, and yet the work seems to keep getting more and more and more. Father, we pray for your intervention. And we pray for our government at this time, Father, that they will make the right decisions. Guide them, we pray, that your will be done. And Father, we have seen pictures of the storm Arwen, and sadly three people have died. We've seen the damage to buildings and many trees uprooted, and power has been down and trains have stopped because of the damage. Father, we just pray for the authorities at this time, that you will help them in such difficult circumstances to repair what needs to be repaired. And Father, we pray for people that are without heat at this time due to the storm. We pray that the authorities and their friends and relatives and neighbours will keep in touch, and the power will soon be put back on. And Father, we do indeed pray for Nick and Dawn, for the MinRec committee on Tuesday. Father, we just pray that your will be done. Just pray that Nick and Dawn will know your peace and your will, and that the committee also will just know your will and purpose for Nick and Dawn at this time. Just be close to them, Father, we pray. And Father, we pray for each one of us here in this building and for you at home on Zoom. Father, you know what is on our minds. You know the needs that we have. You know our concerns. You know our joys. Father, we just pray that as we turn to you and put our trust in you, put our hope in you, you will indeed uphold us and guide us through these coming days and weeks. So we just thank you, Father, that we can bring others before you and intercede for them and ourselves before your very throne of grace. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, it's Advent, carol time. And we're going to sing our first carol, Angels from the Realms of Glory. And in one of the verses, it mentions hope, which is why I chose it. I can't find it at the moment, but it's there somewhere, I think. But we're going to sing it. So we stand and sing. If you want to flap your arms, and then feel free to do that. So let's stand and sing, Angels from the Realms of Glory. It's in your hands, Brian. Please sit down. I found in my preparation this week what I thought was a good definition of hope. Today, the word hope can mean wishful thinking. If we hope something will happen, we have no control over whether or not it will take place. And that's the earthly hope, isn't it? That's what we understand by hope today. But when we're looking at hope, biblically, is something totally different from this wishy-washy hope. We may have hoped it wouldn't snow too much yesterday. For some it did. For those in sunny Corby, it just rained. For others, it had snow. We hope for all sorts of things. But spiritually, what we're looking at this morning, the biblical sense of hope is very different. Hope in the Bible exists as a secure assurance, a trust placed in a trustworthy God. God has not failed us in the past, and therefore, if he claims he will do something in the future, we can have a hope that he will fulfill that claim. Hope waits and endures. So spiritually, our hope is an assurance based on God, on what he says he will do. It's a very definite hope, centered on God himself. And I've got a few verses to have a look at, to learn a bit more about hope. Hope for what we do not have, from Romans 8, verses 24 and 25. For in this hope we are saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. If I said to you, oh, I hope it's sun shining outside, you think, oh, Ron's lost it, isn't he? Because as far as I can see through clouded windows, it looks sunny outside. Our hope, spiritually, is based on what we do not see, what we do not have. It's based on an assurance that God has said it, he will do it. Now, if you're like me, I want things done, well, now. When you're waiting for the computer to log on, it seems to take ages. You're pressing buttons, you're trying to get on the internet. And you think, oh, you almost, well, I do. You're very patient lot, I can see that. But I almost want to wind it up and get it going a bit quicker. I'm very impatient. But for hope, we have to be patient. God's timing is not ours, which is just as well. God decrees things that will happen at the best time, at his timing that is best for us and best for everyone else and best for God's world. We, and especially me, look instantly. We want instant action. Well, I do. I've got to be patient. We won't go there. Right, next one. The Bible is the source of hope because it's based on God and what he says. And we read in the scriptures what God says. And this is our basis for our hope. In Romans 15 and verse 4, we read, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." The spiritual hope, the godly hope, that God Almighty has said it, he will do it in his timing, not in mine or yours. And it's so important that we read the Bible. In the good old days, so I'm told, in Sunday school, that some of you may have been to in the past, you might have had memory verses to learn. Where have you been? I'm glad that some have. Have you had any memory verses in the... I didn't think you were that old. But that's good. Because it helps us learn the word. Nowadays, for me, I forgot what I did yesterday. We talk to our daughters. What did you do yesterday, they might say. And I'm thinking, I thought, well, I don't know, it's been busy. And the day's gone. And about half an hour later, when they put the phone down, oh, we did this, we did that. We need to read the Word of God. We need to study the Word of God. Because this is God's Word for us. And here we can learn everything we need that God wants to show us and tell us. My memory banks have gone now. I need Captain Kirk in Star Trek. If any Trekkies here? Oh, a couple. For everyone else, you think I've totally lost it. But just the memory banks put in to boost the memory. But the Bible is the living word of God. It's there to teach us and to show us what God is saying and what God is like. And the Bible is our source of hope because it's the word of Almighty God. Faith and love spring from hope. In Colossians 1, verses 3 to 6, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we've heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Faith and love spring from hope. And again, Colossians is referring back to God's word. It's what you've heard. It's what you've read. It's what you've learned. And this is where coming to services, whether on Zoom, hello Zoom people, whether you're on Zoom or whether you're here in person, it's so important to read the Word of God and to study it and to learn from it what God is saying. Hebrews 6, verses 18 to 19 says, hope is an anchor. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Our hope in God's word is an anchor to us. A picture of a boat. Now, boating and me don't go together too well. I may have said this before. Donkeys years ago, when I was working in industry, they had trips out sea fishing. And I made the silly mistake of saying I'd go on one. We went down the coast, this beautiful sunny day, the sea was glass calm. And you're sitting in the boat, casting the old hook out. Was I ill? I was, oh dear me. I was almost hoping for the big fish of Jonah to come and get me. Oh dear. Seasickness is dreadful. Absolutely dreadful. And yet with a boat, if there's a storm, you put the anchor out and it holds you firm. And this is the picture of a hope of the Bible. As we read it, as we rely upon it, it's our anchor to hold us fast, to guide us from errors, the things we do and think wrong. It's our hope, our anchor, God's word. And our hope is grounded in the resurrection of Jesus. We're just starting to celebrate Jesus' birth. But because it's an anniversary, 2,000 odd years ago, we know that Jesus came to this earth to die, to give his life for us on the cross. Hence the holly and the berries, as we spoke about, to start with. And we know Jesus died for us and he rose again on the third day. And our hope is grounded in the resurrection of Jesus. In 1 Peter 1, verses 3 to 5, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time." Because Jesus Christ rose from the dead on the third day, if we've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, we will rise from the dead when we die. That's our spiritual hope. God has said it, he will do it. And this is our anchor, our hope, our foundation of our Christian faith within Scripture. Hope grounded in the resurrection of Jesus. We will be resurrected with Jesus through our faith in him. So just to sum up, what is hope? Hope in the Bible exists as a secure assurance, a trust placed in a trustworthy God. That's our spiritual hope. Hope is unseen. The Bible is the source of hope. Faith and love spring from hope. Hope is an anchor that keeps us grounded. Hope is grounded in the resurrection of Jesus. And as we go through Advent, as we look at the different weeks, as we look at the crown, the wreath, and what's on it, it tells us everything we need to know. And I pray that as we look, as we understand, we will be spiritually prepared for Christmas, the anniversary of Jesus' earthly birth here on earth. May the Lord Jesus indeed bless you all. Amen. We're going to sing another carol. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. And again, I can't see it for looking, but there's hope mentioned in here, hence why I chose it. O little town of Bethlehem, let us stand and sing as we celebrate the first week in Advent. Let us pray. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Loving Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you indeed for this time of Advent as we prepare for Christmas. Father, help us to understand more about spiritual hope, to anchor our faith on the scriptures, on your precious word. And we thank you, Father, that your word is secure. And we just pray now that you'll be with each one of us here in this building and in our homes on Zoom. Father, be with us. May we know your peace and your presence and your hope with us this coming week. In Jesus' name. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.